Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4, ready, steady, go.
Hey everyone, it's 12 noon Thursday. You know what time it is. It means it's TCE Radio. Remember, don't get anxious, get prepared. Give us 30 minutes and we will change your Monday morning. So listen, couple, we got a great title for you today. And what our title is we're talking about making that career change or shift during COVID, making that career change or shift during COVID. And I hold on, guys. I'm sorry. I'm having some technical issues. I'm not able to get to my, I have a button. Y'all, my phone is on 15%. So I'm trying to get it and use the computer at the same time. So there we go. Sorry about that, live radio. That's what happens. Can you believe it? Couldn't find my charger. So let me digress. Couldn't find my charger. Lesson of the day, have all your tools. I could have sworn that black cord I saw was my charger, but it wasn't. It was for another charger for a different phone. So, hey, it happens, but I digress. Let's get back to the business of today. Making a career move or shift during COVID, we need to talk about it on TCE Radio. A lot of folks are doing it. I know a lot of folks are doing it, and is that a good thing? Is that a good thing right now to leave your employer right now during COVID? Is it a good thing to quit? Is it a good thing to be looking? And again, my answer is maybe, but maybe by the end of the show, I will say absolutely positively yes, and there's going to be a couple of criteria, a couple of points that you need to look for, a couple of hmms that may be showing up in your space to let you know if it's time for you to make that shift even now. So a couple quick things about us here. Make sure you find us everywhere, TCENow.com. TCENow.com is our website. You can get our social media right there. You can join our TCE News, which comes out weekly loaded with tips and tricks. In fact, I was putting the finishing touches today. That's why I couldn't find my charger, because I was forced on looking at TCE News. That's exactly what happened. I mean, it happens, guys. What can I tell you? It happens. But that's why I couldn't find my charger. You know, low-tech is our friend, right? Low-tech and high-tech, they're both our friend. But listen, so we're going to get into that, but make sure you get to be a part of our newsletter family. Definitely you can join on the website, tcenow.com. A nice little pop-up will show up. Or just go to subscribe.tcenow.com, subscribe.tcenow.com. If you're in the Hampton Roads area, you know, the Hampton Roads, Coastal Virginia, make sure you catch me every Monday on Hampton Roads Show on Monday, 11 o'clock on Wavy 10, our NBC affiliate, and later that afternoon as well on Fox 43. You get to catch me twice. Hey, with some good tips to help keep us employed. So listen, our hotline here, 516-387-1850, 516-387-1850. You can listen to this entire show on your phone. No worries. Low-tech works. High-tech is cool. But if you have a question or comment, want to be a part of this live conversation, press number one. That will let me know that you are here and ready to go, and I can bring you right on the show. I think that part is really cool. Some of y'all just like listening to me. And I mean, I think that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I just like, you know what, y'all? Come on, be a part of the show. Let's do this. Let's get it going. Let's make it happen right now, TC. And again, if you have a question for me, I am checking my Twitter. And so you can check us out right now if you'd like to, you know, let me know you're watching and all that kind of good stuff. As you guys, you can hear me typing. yeah, this is what happens when you're self-producing your show. It's all good, though. So listen, where was I at? Couple quickly, like I said, tomorrow morning, 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I keep struggling what time I'm going to release that, but it's going to be really loaded with some good stuff. A lot of stuff on career transition. I mean, of course, there's some pressing news of the day. I mean, you guys are paying attention to current events, so there's no need for me to share more about it. You know it's an exciting time. Make sure you vote. And I'm so glad I just happened to remind myself to tell you guys to vote, because I think that in our newsletter, I've got to make sure, and this is important for everyone, I don't care who you vote for. I got my personal choice, and that's for me and my world alone. But you've got to exercise your rights. So a part of career life and business empowerment, you've got to understand the power of policy in your life. Policy does affect your pockets and your pocketbooks. It's something I've said all the time. If you are unplugged in that arena, which means policy is all about politics, you're missing the boat. And you're going to always be on the menu, even if you think you're at the table. So voting is critical, and not just voting nationally. I mean, 76 days ago, we've got a big decision to make, but you've got to be engaged in your local community, more importantly, as well, so you can have a direct voice on what happens locally in terms of impact your career, for things that impact your life, and things that impact your business. So I'm glad I just remembered that in my little hiatus of not finding my cord. But I'm charged up now. I think I'm good to go, and I can even do this and talk on the phone at the same time. So listen, making a career move or shift during COVID, it's real. There's some things I want you to know. And I do have a blog about this, which has some more information. So you can definitely hit the website, tcenow.com. The blog is up there. I think it's featured with some of those tips and do's and don'ts. But one thing I think is very, very important for anyone making a shift, I mean, whether it's now or later, I mean, you've really got to do some. Don't be so reactive about that thing. I mean, you might have a boss that is crazy. Let's face it. But bosses are people, too. So that means you've got some good ones and some ones who are under construction, okay? And you might have one that just needs a whole lot of work and prayer. But even so, your boss says something to you today that kind of makes you feel some kind of way. Do you quit? Absolutely not. I would never tell anyone to do something like that, even before COVID. Now, mindfully, as long as you're not in a toxic, unhealthy, I mean, organically toxic, unsafe, unhealthy work environment. No one says anyone should stay in a hostile or toxic environment. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just like, you don't like your boss because they didn't like your shoes, so I'm going to quit. No. You haven't had a pay raise in a year. You know, okay, and there's things for that. When people tell me they're not getting raises, I often wonder, did they ask for one? And a lot of times people say they don't ask for one. And I go, well, why didn't you ask for one? And they say, well, they should have known I needed a raise. And then I go, well, why didn't you ask for one? So, you know, we go back and forth with that. So that's not even a reason to leave. You're not asking. Why are you not getting it? You know, I'm just that person. I believe in no assumptions asked. But anyway, for the rest of us, we've really got to figure out why we want to leave. I mean, it's really a significant soul-searching moment. Because what happens is when you don't process your, what is it about this place, this environment, this cubicle, this building, the peeps that I'm working with, what is it about the atmosphere of this place that makes me sick? I mean, for real, like, you know, I'm it's one thing, okay, I don't like this part of my job, and oh, I need to do something else, but the part, like, I'm about ready to go into this building, and I'm about ready to feel sick. I mean, I'm talking metaphorically as well as physically. I just, you know, my eyes water, my heart starts, you know, slowing down. I'd rather, you know, be having a root canal than going here. Nothing against my dentist. I'm just saying that's something that most of us don't want to wake up and go get a root canal. So you really got to process what's going on there. I mean, is it opposing ideologies? Is it you know, goodness of fit? Is it, I hate this job. You know, I don't like what I'm doing, but I have to do it because I have another reason why I'm here. So you've really got to explain to yourself what that is, because if you're ready to shift during COVID and beyond, it really is more satisfactory when you know why you're leaving, and not just because I hate my boss. That's not enough. I mean, why? What is it about your boss? You hate the fact they micromanage you. You hate the fact they don't manage you at all. You hate the fact that, you know, they're mean. Maybe they're bitter. Maybe they need professional services. I mean, maybe there's all kinds of things. Or maybe you just don't like them because they remind you of your ex-boyfriend. Or you don't like your boss because they remind you of your ex-wife. I mean, there's, you know, some folks attach a lot of things to bosses that really should not be attached to bosses, okay? So, you know, you have to process your why before you leave. And then there's that place where you just having that, I just can't do it. Or this is a not today. I walked in and I just turned right around and got back in my car. I just couldn't do it. So when we have those kind of levels of awareness, that's when we need to really soul search and think about some things differently about, you know, who I am and what I bring and why it doesn't fit here. Because, you know, I believe in this, that to be aware is to be alive. Because if you're unaware of who you are and what you bring, it's really difficult for you to find the right place for you. I mean, how do you go somewhere if you don't know what you want, right? How do you get on a plane and not know the destination? How do you get in your car and drive to go somewhere, but you have no, and I mean, even if you use Google Maps, because I could hear the young people, oh, well, we don't need a map. We just use Google Maps, you know. I don't need to know directions. I just need to go on Google Maps. You can't get anywhere on Google Maps if you don't put an end destination. I mean, even Google Maps need to know your location for it to work effectively. So, you know, we have to think like that. What is it about this environment, this ecosystem, this atmosphere, all the things above pay while we have to go? So, and once you kind of discover that the rest of it becomes easy. I'm going to give it maybe a 70%. The why part is more important than the how and the where and the who. It's the why. Because, you know, there's a great book called Know Your Why. You guys know about that. But you got to, I mean, and it's funny, from my professional training as a social worker, we've always been focused on the why. People are jumping all over the how and the what's of the world. I'm like, nah, what's going on here? What else is going on here? Because when you've identified your why before you make that shift, it's easier to find the right place for you. I mean, and if you're someone that say you're just having terrible work experiences, boom, 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 you're getting terminated here, you're getting terminated there, you know, you get in there, it's just not working out. This is the third time there's something else going on besides the job, okay? Something else. And you have to be honest and willing to explore that. It's something else. Everyone can't be bad. Not everyone. Maybe there's something else going on. And maybe it's because you've never really explored your why. You've got to know why you don't like something. So I spent time on that because it's very important. But again, if you check out our blog right there on the website, just go to tcenow.com and then hit blog. I've got it there. You know, there's four reasons and some tips and some tricks and some don'ts. So one thing I will definitely tell people, like, please do not leave without a plan. You've got to have a plan. And what I mean by plan, I'm saying, you know, like today, what was I doing today? Because I was working on y'all on the newsletter for my readers tomorrow, which, again, thank you guys so much for being part of our leadership family. Is as I'm looking at the data, because I love, you all know, I'm big on data. I'm all about the feelings, I know, but I like data. I'm looking at the jobs. And because I'm forced to look at the jobs every week because, well, obviously I'm talking on television about getting people hired. So I like to know what's hot right now in the last 7 days, last 3 days. And I'm just, you know, even though the new numbers came out today, you know, we went up again in jobless claims from last week. We were at 963,000 initial jobless claims last week. We went back up to over 1 million this week of people who did their initial jobless claims. So, you know, COVID might be coming down. Jobless claims went up a bit. But I still like to know who's hiring. I need to know what's the deal. In fact, this last weekend, because, you know, networking is still one of my best tools, guys. As much as I love, and actually LinkedIn and networking, high tech, high touch is my big deal, you know, was able to get a lead. Now, hopefully the lead will show. I mean, there's lots of leads, but by really taking your game up that way before you shift, before you leave, before you decide to move on, you've got to really work a plan, and networking has been one of the best ways, and it takes a lot of work. It really does, but that's why they call it network. And without the work, it's net, right? But it produced a more warm job opportunity for my clients. And LinkedIn is a gold mine. If you guys haven't heard me say that, you know now, I can't say it enough. LinkedIn is a gold mine. So all of you who are not there the right way, and I know we're there promoting ourselves, and I get it, and that's fine. I love it. Y'all know, and a lot of you I follow. If you're a faithful listener here or we're connected, I like to connect on LinkedIn. But, when you can take your LinkedIn connections and get off the LinkedIn and get on the phone with them, oh, my goodness. What a conversation there is, and what a amazing opportunity to really get some. I need to stop. I'll call it. It's not warm leads, because I hate that word too. It's more of. There's a word I'm looking for. I say it all the time in our TCE network. It's more of a formal introduction. It's more of a. It's not a referral, because I'm not a big referral person either. Believe it or not, I love to network, but I'm not a big referral person. Because I don't believe in referrals. I believe in favorable introductions. That's what I call them. I like to put more work. It's not that, oh, here's this person's card, go call it. It's like, oh, no, let me set this up for a win-win. And it's just amazing when we can do that. So if you can get off of LinkedIn, find your connections, connect with them and all that good stuff, but then take the human touch approach and have a phone call. Oh, my God. It's a whole nother conversation. And that's relationship building, by the way. That's what we call in TCE. So shifting during COVID, making those new career choices during COVID, that's what's up. That's where, before you do that, you've got to have that plan. I'm saying you've woke up your connections, your networking. You've done more than just ping, 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 this is me. You've made some phone calls. You've done some Zoom calls. You've done some texting. You're putting your proper due diligence to look at the industries that you want to explore, and you're using your high-tech and high-touch approaches to find opportunities and maybe find a name and then maybe chisel that down to who do I know that knows this person or has access or opportunity to this industry. And you're doing this like 4, 5, 6 hours a week. Yeah, and during COVID. When you're doing a plan like that, that makes your shifting a whole lot easier. It really does. But when you just, I'm just going to leave tomorrow and not do anything, no one can predict the future around here. You may have a harder time, right? TCE Network right here. There we go. I was trying to find, I was putting something, I just... Wow, everything is slow today, guys. So my chat room people, sorry. I just put something in there, but it wasn't the entire sentence. But so I hope you guys are feeling what I'm saying. So, again, hit up the TCE blog. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to put that blog in tomorrow. I probably won't in the newsletter because I have a video about it tomorrow. So I actually just talked about changing during COVID on television. And so it's a good piece, but some of those four things we're talking about, but you've got to – know your why. You've got to marinate your connections. Do not make a shift without a plan. You better check your reserves. You better check your resources, all those things. And you've got to go hard. You really have got to go hard because, 1.1 million people filed initial jobless claims last week. And I think altogether, what were my notes at? I had these notes sitting right over here before I couldn't find my phone charger, guys. What do we have right now? Right now, we have 14.8 million continuous claims. Wow. And 28.5 million folks who are getting some type of assistance since this whole thing started in March, beginning of April. So, and we're about 10% unemployment, give or take. The numbers will come out next month. We've got the summer, we've got August, we've got some seasonal adjustments going on as well. But I gotta tell you, man, the planet called Amazon, the planet called Apple, these guys are rocking in the pandemic. Okay, it is. I was gonna say it is what it is, but I didn't really want to go there, but they are exploding. Apple just took a big bite of the apple, no pun intended, Amazon is, you know, looking to hire again. I mean, you know, of course, you know, logistics, supply, demand, but they're looking for their office folk. That's going to be in my newsletter tomorrow, so make sure you're reading it. Subscribe.tcenow.com or find us tcenow.com and get the newsletter. Data scientists, UX folks, project management, and some of you are really professionals in that gig. Others have it by experience. Thinkers, big thinkers, and people who can build relationships, okay, and people who can build relationships. There is an article that I'm not sure I'm going to put in this week, but it was kind of interesting on it was an in-demand job, again, for those of us getting ready to shift. And what I thought was interesting was more, you know, which I'm excited to one space. I mean, you guys know I love my technology. I really do. But I do love the humanism of us, you know, that it's more than just data. I mean, data is important, but you got to interpret the data. That's where I'm coming from. You can find and source data all day, but you've got to interpret it. Digital literacy is a big, big skill. I was reading, like, what's the top 10 things that the employers, why Amazon? It's going to be getting some more office space. You know, that's really interesting because they're also allowing people to work from home, but they're also looking to get more office space, so that's interesting. But the folks like them are looking for the digital literacy. You know, we cannot say we just don't know anymore. We can't do it. You just can't. Project management. Again, there are folks who are professionals in it, but then there's folks who know how to use techniques to achieve goals. I mean, that's what project management is, y'all. Using techniques and solutions to achieve goals and make projects more successful. That's what it is, okay? And projects can be anything. It could be a $30 million building, or we need to get 10 people hired. I mean, projects abound. People are looking for folks with leadership, which is people who know how to help employees to improve and be more engaging. I mean, it's leadership, lifelong, forever, not just for a minute, but for lifelong, right? It's so interesting with their, of course, technical support. You know, you've got to know how to set up your email, okay? Stuff like that. You've got to know how to, troubleshoot your computer. Okay, you got to come with that. You got to understand how to forward your Google email. And these are some simple things, okay? But, you know, I was looking at what employers are, some of the top 10 skills they're looking for. And your own technical support is one of it. Of course, knowing how to store data. I mean, whether you're using a cloud, whether you're using, I have a Time Machine on my Mac, but I also use iCloud, or you're using Google Docs. Before you make this shift in a season like this, you've got to know these things, and we cannot keep saying, I don't know. All right. Data science is hot, though. I mean, anyone that can gather and analyze data and formulate rules for classification. I mean, when I was a kid, I think librarians, I used to think, all they did was dealt with data and classifying things and drawing insights. I mean, just flow charts. I mean, who would have known that that's what's hot right now? Solving problems, folks. Come on. This is what they're looking for. I mean, right now, can you solve, not a minute problem, but a moment and a movement problem? Root causes of problems, okay? Generate some options and real solutions. You can learn that on the job. Boy, can you learn on the job, right? My goodness, understanding business intelligence, know how to talk with people and listen to folks. Communication is a dual role. So I'm telling you, these are like the top 10 skill sets. And what's interesting, other than being a certified data scientist or data architect and all that, a lot of this stuff is, you know, we may have this. We maybe haven't packaged it, but we've got to make sure this is reflective on our brand. It really has to. I mean, because I'm telling you, should you shift? Should you quit? Should you get a new job during COVID? I said early in the show, maybe. My answer is truly, yeah, sure you can. But you've got to make sure you've done a couple of things in order to do that. You've got to know your why. Why do you want to leave? what you're looking for. There's no time to play around anymore. You've got to make sure you have that plan, which means your network should be working for you. You've got to do that proper due diligence. You've got to do high-tech and high-touch connectivity, high-tech and high-touch learning. You've got to have both. In order to be valuable and viable, okay, I mean, essential has rechanged. The word essential has just redefined everything, okay? So we've got to do that. And I'm going to share this. It's not hard to do this. I mean, I know, hey, get a coach. If you don't want to be coaching you, that's fine. There's a whole bunch of other folks up there. They're not me, I'm going to tell you, but because I get this. And I get a lot of this because of my background as a social worker, guys. You have no idea how much my social work training has empowered me for what I do today because we solve problems. And leaving your job during COVID right now is a big project, and you have to manage it. But you also have to solve the problem in the workforce that someone has a gap. They have something they need, and you're the solution, and you're the solution. Ms. Fun, hey, lady, she says, what if you're in an industry, restaurant, that has been adversely affected by COVID? How do you build your network? You know what you do? That person has a network. Networking, you know, that's a good point you make. You don't have to switch, because if I worked as a shoe salesman and now I'm in IT, who says I'm going to lose that network? You don't know who you don't know, and your people may know stuff, okay? I think you still build on what you do. I mean, and my network is diverse. I think there's a power in diverse networks. I may have some people that's big on high tech, but I also may have people that's high touch. I might have people that's connected to my local scene. I might have people that's connected to the national scene. Don't dismiss them because of station. Restaurant workers, let me tell you, this, some restaurant workers making a killing right now. Well, restaurants, not all, but the ones who are able to be adaptive and change and are doing these curbside pickups and making, I mean, Target had its biggest quarter. And they're a retailer like everybody, and Stein Mart filed bankruptcy and closing. So it's all in the adaptation. Now, restaurant folks, what do restaurant people do? They are exceptional in customer service. They are exceptional in customer service in terms of folks who, the business of hospitality. This is it ain't even a restaurant. It's the business of hospitality. So folks in that industry, you've got to think bigger than I'm the short order cook in the kitchen. You got to think bigger than I'm just the waitress. It's the business of hospitality, servicing folks, customer management, customer intake. More, you know, being fast on your feet, not being in a cubicle farm. But there are opportunities where you may be out and about. I mean, you really have to tap into, but that's the hospitality industry. And within that industry, which has taken a hit, but don't you know, there are some hotels that are doing wonderful. I'm telling you, it's all about adaptivity, but I love that fact, but don't, you know, you build your network, don't rebuild. You might get new people in it, but I got a biggest lead years ago. I'm going to have to end on this. By someone whose mom was the, I want to say a nanny or just a caretaker. But she was the caretaker or nanny for a major Fortune 500 company. And I was able to get the lead from this nanny, caretaker, who raised people's children. You know, maybe she made $12 an hour. I don't know. But she had the ear of a decision maker in the human resources department for a major Fortune 500. Don't discount your station. Don't discount your network. You don't know who knows who. Yeah, build it, no doubt. But I'm telling you, I've had some really big connections, some folks who you would never believe that person had that connection. So yeah, hospitality is the name of the game. So listen, guys, TCENow.com, make sure you find us, connect with us. We look weekly. I tend to update it a bit, but our newsletter will be coming out maybe 9:15 tomorrow morning. I'm always struggling with the time. I wish I could put it today at 6 o'clock. I'd love to put that thing out on a Thursday, but there's such empowering news that happens on Fridays in terms of the career space sometimes. I need to send it on Friday. But anyway, I'll catch you guys next week, TCE Radio. Thank you so much. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can always be notified. Thank you for listening. And you guys, make it happen. And remember, tomorrow, the newsletter, check out my website today, TCE Now. And y'all be blessed. Have a safe week.